Welcome to everyone and good morning. My name is Paula Pichars and I'm the Vice President of Prairie. I'm standing in for Aaron, the President, who was out late carousing last night. For those of you who don't know, it was her own birthday party and it was held here. Prairie is a lay-led congregation and our doors are open to people of all religious and ethnic backgrounds and all sexual orientations. This morning, Dan Proud will light the chalice for us and say the opening words, after which we'll have one full minute of silent meditation. If you'll open your hymnal to page 368, we'll have the first song. Now let us sing. The order of service may be a little different from what's printed on your piece of paper. We're going to be a little flexible today.
We're going to have a few. I'm going to talk about each song. We're going to talk about each song briefly before we get into it, because this is really a participatory service, and some of these you may not be familiar with, partly because they're written for parts, and especially this one, the parts come in at different times. So I want to go over the parts, and it's two parts. The upper line is for sopranos and altos, people with higher voices, and the second set of lines, the bass clef there, is the lower two parts, the tenors and basses. So let's go over the tenor and bass line first. And first of all, just listen to how it goes.
No. No.
Why don't you play it? I'm a little rusty here.
Now let us sing, 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 sing. Now let us sing, 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 sing. Lift up your voice, be not afraid. Now let us sing to the power of the faith within.
Now this is just the tenors and basses. So that's normally the men sing this. So let's give it a try, man, okay? One, two, one.
Now let us sing, 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 sing. Now let us sing, 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 sing. Lift up your voice, be not afraid. Now let us sing to the power of the faith within.
Okay, so it's a little bit of syncopation here. Now let us sing, 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 sing. Now let us sing. It's not right on the beat, so get that little swing, okay? All right, let's go over with the, that was pretty good, man, but you'll get better. All right. Altos, we're still waking up, right? Altos and sopranos. I just play it, Mike.
Faith within, sing to the power of the faith within. Lift up your voice, be not afraid. Sing to the power of the faith within.
Okay, let's try it again. Sopranos and altos, sing. If you're a kid, I want the girls to sing with this part, and I want the boys to sing with the men. Okay. I forgot to tell you that before, but we'll go over the men's part again, okay? So girls and sopranos and altos. One, two, one.
Sing to the power of the faith within. sing to the power of the faith within. Lift up your voice, be not afraid, sing to the power of the faith within.
Very good. I think we got the men beat at this point, so we're going to have to go over the men's part one more time, and the boys from Sunday school, join us, okay? And if the women want to just hum along when your part comes in, that's fine. Okay, one, two.
Now let us sing, 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 sing. Now let us sing, 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 sing. Lift up your voice, be not afraid. Now let us sing to the power of the faith within.
Okay, very good. The only thing tricky about this is the words vary slightly from verse to verse. So the men are singing pretty much the same thing all the way through until the last line where you say, it's not always sing to the power of the faith within, it's sing to the power of the hope within and love within and joy within. And I guess that's about it. Let's stand up and sing this. Just a couple measures of
the
okay, man.
Now let us sing to the power of the faith within. Now let us sing. Lift up your voice, be not afraid. Now let us sing to the power of the faith. Sing to the sing, 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 sing. Now let us sing. Lift up your voice, be not afraid. Now let us sing to the power of the
faith. Stop. Okay. This is just fine. You're doing a good job musically. But we need a little spirit and a little freedom here now, okay? Now you've gotten over the jitters, and you've gotten the line down, so now let's relax, and let's shake your body around a little bit while you're singing this, okay? Let's have fun with this now. Okay, sing to the power of the love within. Two measures. Okay, here we go.
Now let us sing. Now let us sing. Lift up your voice, be not afraid. Now let us sing to the power of the love within. Now let us sing. Now let us sing. Lift up your voice.
First verse,
now let us sing, lift up your voice, be not afraid, now let us sing to the power of the earth within.
Thank you.
A powerful song, thanks. Now, if the children will come up, and anyone who would like to hear the story closer up can sit on the rug, and Dan will share the story with them.
Okay, this is a song. Oh, a song. This is a story about a mole. You know what a mole is? Where does a mole live? In the ground, right? And where is our mole there? What's he playing? What kind of instrument? Violin. This is a story about a mole playing a violin. Did you ever hear of that before? I never did either. This is a big picture, and it doesn't really have anything to do with the story, because there's no wolf in the story, but I think the artist just wanted to draw a wolf. But this is, I don't suppose you know that moles live in houses under the ground, and they have rooms. And, okay. And TVs, but this mole does. So, mole lived all alone underground, and he spent his days digging tunnels. That's what moles do. At night, he ate his supper in front of the TV, and then went to bed. Mole liked his life, but lately he had begun to feel there was something missing. Any guesses what was missing? Right. One night on the television, a man played the violin. He made the most beautiful music Mole had ever heard. I want to make beautiful music too, Mole said to himself. So the next day, he sent away for a violin of his own. You can do that. You can send away for a musical instrument in the mail. Every day, Mole checked his mailbox. No violin. Finally, after nearly 3 weeks, it arrived. Mole was so excited. He picked up the violin and drew the bow across the strings. Does anybody here play violin? Yeah. Does it sound pretty good the first time you try it? That's what my wife says too when I talk about taking it up. But instead of beautiful music, all he made was a horrible screeching sound. And what's above his... What's happening to the sound from the bow? See there? It's going up into the roots of the tree above his room and up above ground, and those robins aren't too happy, are they? Mole tried again. The violin still screeched, but not quite so horribly. And the birds flew away, didn't they? That's what happens when you take violin lessons sometimes. Mole kept at it. And you guys kept at it too when you got your violin, right? You didn't just give up the first time. After about a week, he could play one note, then two. And before a month went by, he could play an entire scale. Now there's music coming out through the tree, isn't there? Mole continued to practice. He learned to put the notes together in a simple song. The tree was wilting before, but now it looks pretty healthy. And the birds came back. Years went by, and there's Mole playing away, practicing. Mole got better and better. And the tree's getting pretty big too, isn't it? He was happier than he'd ever been. During the day, as he dug tunnels, Mole hummed the music he would play at night. There's more and more rooms underneath the ground there. Do any of you have moles in your yard? Now Mole played even better than the man he'd seen on the TV so long ago. Sometimes he wondered what it would be like to play his music for people. Is he playing music for people? Yeah, he is, but he doesn't know it, does he? And there's a lot of birds on that tree too, aren't there? He imagined himself playing before a huge audience. He imagined that he played for presidents and queens. You see any presidents and queens in the picture? I think that's President George Washington. He even imagined that his music could reach into people's hearts and melt away their anger and sadness. Why, maybe his music could even change the world. What's happening in that picture? Who are those people? Yeah? How many of them? Yeah? Two armies, huh? Two armies on different sides of the hill. Moe laughed at himself. How silly I am, he thought, imagining that my music could do all that when no one has ever even heard it. Moe played one more song, then put down his violin and went to sleep and dreamed beautiful, peaceful dreams.
Joys or sorrows. Daisy. It was also a joy being led in song this morning by Dan and getting us all moving to the music. It was great. Ash? Osh? Are there any others? Okay, let's take a moment to greet our neighbors and say hello. And then I'll say, introduce you and you take over. I might get a little jammed in here. Well, perhaps you can catch up on your greetings after.